Sound Knowledge Audio Publishers present Hisnul Muslim, Fortification of the Muslim Through Remembrance and Supplication from the Quran and the Sunnah. Compiled by Sa'id ibn Ali ibn Wahf al-Qahtani. Translated into English by Ismail Ibrahim. And adapted by Abu Safwan Farid ibn Abdul Wahid. This audio version is read in Arabic by Hamad al-Durehim and in English by Mikhail Yusuf Waters. Sound Knowledge, bringing knowledge to your ears. All rights reserved.
All praise is for Allah, whom none can praise adequately. He is, as He, the Most High, has praised Himself. And we ask Him to secure His Messenger, Muhammad, and mention His name in the company of the closest angels to Allah, that is, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We present to you now Fortification of the Muslim, with supplications for a typical day in the life of a Muslim, and for the other ways in which we remember Allah.
Upon waking up, one may say,
Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur.
All praise is for Allah, who gave us life after having taken it from us, and unto Him is the resurrection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Whoever awakes at night and says the following dhikr, and then supplicates, will be forgiven.
La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Wahuwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illa Allah. Wallahu akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, alone, without associate. To Him belongs sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things wholly capable. How perfect Allah is, and all praise is for Allah, and none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Allah is the greatest, and there is no power nor might except with Allah, the Most High, the Supreme. O my Lord, forgive me. Upon waking up, one may say,
Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani fi jasadi, waradda alayya ruhi, wa adhina li bidhikra.
All praise is for Allah, who restored to me my health, and returned my soul, and has allowed me to remember Him.
One may also recite the last 11 verses of the third surah of the Qur'an, Al-Imran.
On wearing a garment, one may supplicate,
Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha al-thawb, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa.
All praise is for Allah, who has clothed me with this garment, and provided it for me, with no power nor might from myself. When wearing a new garment, one may say,
Allahumma laka alhamdu anta kasawtani, as'aluka min khayrihi wa khayri ma suni'a lah, wa a'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma suni'a lah.
O Allah, for You is all praise. You have clothed me with it. I ask You for the good of it and the good for which it was made. And I seek refuge with You from the evil of it and the evil for which it was made. To supplicate for one wearing a new garment, one may say,
Tubli wa yukhlifu Allah ta'ala.
May you wear it out, and Allah the Most High replace it. Or one may supplicate for one wearing a new garment,
Ilbas jadida wa ish hamida wa mut shahida.
Wear anew, live commendably, and die a shaheed. Before undressing, one should say,
Bismillah,
in the name of Allah. Before entering the toilet, one should say,
Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-khaba'ith.
In the name of Allah, O Allah, I take refuge with you from all evil and evil doers. After leaving the toilet, one should say,
غفرانك.
I ask you, Allah, for forgiveness. When starting ablution, one should say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah. Completing the ablution, one may say,
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. Upon completing the ablution, one may say,
اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين.
O Allah, make me of those who return to you often in repentance, and make me of those who remain clean and pure. Upon completing the ablution, one may say,
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
How perfect you are, O Allah, and I praise you. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except you. I seek your forgiveness and turn in repentance to you. When leaving the home, one may say,
Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
In the name of Allah, I place my trust in Allah, and there is no might nor power except with Allah. When leaving the home, one may say,
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adhill aw udhall, aw azill aw uzall, aw aghlim aw uzlam, aw ajhal aw yujhal alayy.
O Allah, I take refuge with you, lest I should stray or be led astray, or slip, or be tripped, or oppress, or be oppressed, or behave foolishly, or be treated foolishly. Upon entering the home, one should say,
Bismillah walajna, wa bismillah kharajna, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّنَا تَوَكَّلْنَا.
In the name of Allah we enter, and in the name of Allah we leave, and upon our Lord we place our trust. When going to the mosque, one may supplicate,
اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا وَفِي بَصَرِي نُورًا وَمِنْ فَوْقِي نُورًا وَمِنْ تَحْتِي نُورًا وَعَنْ يَمِينِي نُورًا وَعَنْ شِمَالِي نُورًا وَمِنْ أَمَامِي نُورًا وَمِنْ خَلْفِي نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ فِي نَفْسِي نُورًا وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا وَعَظِّمْ لِي نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ لِي نُورًا وَاجْعَلْنِي نُورًا. اللهم أعطني نورًا واجعل في عصبي نورًا وفي لحمي نورًا وفي دمي نورًا وفي شعري نورًا وفي بشري نورًا. اللهم اجعل لي نورا في قبري ونورا في عظامي وزدني نورا وزدني نورا وزدني نورا وهب لي نورا على نور.
O Allah, bring into my heart light, and to my tongue light, and in my ears light, and in my sight light, and place light above me, and light below me, and light to my right, and light to my left, and light before me, and light behind me. Bring light into my spirit. Magnify for me light, and amplify for me light. Make for me light. Make for me light. O Allah, grant me light, and make light in my mind, and light in my body, and light in my blood, and light in my hair, and light in my skin. O Allah, make for me a light in my grave, and a light in my bones. Increase me in light. Increase me in light. Increase me in light. Grant me light upon light.
Upon entering the mosque, one may say,
أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك.
I take refuge with Allah, the Supreme, and with His noble face and His eternal authority from the accursed devil. In the name of Allah, and prayers and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, open the gates of your mercy for me. Upon leaving the mosque, one may say,
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. اللهم اعصمني من الشيطان الرجيم.
In the name of Allah, and prayers and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, I ask you from your favor. O Allah, guard me from the accursed devil. In relation to the adhan, the call to prayer, one repeats just as the mu'adhin, the one who calls to prayer, says, except when he says, Hayya ala salah, or Hayya ala al-falah, come to prayer, or come to success. Instead, one should say,
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
There is no might nor power except with Allah. Immediately following the declaration of faith called by the mu'adhin, one says,
وأنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا.
And I too bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. I am pleased with Allah as a Lord, and Muhammad as a messenger, and Islam as a religion. After answering the call of the mu'adhin, one should then send prayers on the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah exalt his mention, as follows.
Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'imah آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
O Allah, owner of this perfect call and owner of this prayer to be performed, bestow upon Muhammad al-wasila and al-fadila, and send him upon a praised platform which you have promised him. Verily, you never fail in your promise.
Al-Wasila is a station in paradise, and Al-Fadila is a rank above the rest of creation. One should also supplicate for oneself during the time between the adhan and the iqama, as supplication at such time is not rejected.
Some supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir, are as follows.
اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالثلج والماء والبرد.
O Allah, distance me from my sins, just as you have distanced the east from the west. O Allah, purify me of my sins as a white robe is purified of filth. O Allah, cleanse me of my sins with snow, water, and ice. At the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك.
How perfect you are, O Allah, and I praise you. Blessed be your name, and lofty is your position, and none has the right to be worshipped except you. Supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. اللهم أنت الملك لا إله إلا أنت. أنت ربي وأنا عبدك. ظلمت نفسي واعترفت بذنبي فاغفر لي ذنوبي جميعا. إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. واهدني لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عني سيئها لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أنت. لبيك وسعديك والخير كله بيديك والشر ليس إليك أنا بك وإليك. تباركت وتعاليت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
I have turned my face sincerely towards He who has brought forth the heavens and the earth, and I am not of those who associate others with Allah. Indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are for Allah, Lord of the worlds. No partner has He. With this I am commanded, and I am of the Muslims. O Allah, You are the Sovereign. None has the right to be worshipped except You. You are my Lord, and I am Your servant. I have wronged my own soul, and have acknowledged my sin. So forgive me all my sins, for no one forgives sins except You. Guide me to the best of characters, for none can guide to it other than You. And deliver me from the worst of characters, for none can deliver me from it other than You. Here I am, in answer to Your call, happy to serve You. All good is within Your hands, and evil does not stem from You. I exist by Your will, and will return to You. Blessed and high are You. I seek Your forgiveness, and repent unto You. Supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
اللهم رب جبرائيل وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون، اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
O Allah, Lord of Jibrail, Mikael, and Israfil, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Knower of the seen and the unseen, You are the arbitrator between your servants in that which they have disputed. Guide me to the truth by your leave in that which they have differed. For verily, you guide whom you will to a straight path. Supplications at the start of the prayer, after the initial takbir.
Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا والحمد لله كثيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا.
Allah is most great. Allah is most great. Allah is most great. Much praise is for Allah. Much praise is for Allah. Much praise is for Allah. And I declare the perfection of Allah in the early morning and in the late afternoon. This may be supplicated 3 times. And then say,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان من نفخه ونفثه وهمزه.
I take refuge with Allah from the devil, from his pride, his poetry, and his madness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah exalt his mention, would say as an opening supplication in prayer when rising from sleep to perform prayers during the night.
Allahumma laka alhamd. Anta nuru as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihin. Walaka alhamd. أنت قيم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت رب السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد لك ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك الحق وقولك الحق ولقاؤك الحق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق. اللهم لك أسلمت وعليك توكلت وبك آمنت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت وإليك حاكمت فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت أنت إلهي لا إله إلا أنت.
O Allah, to you belongs all praise. You are the light of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise. You are the sustainer of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise and the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and all that is within them. To you belongs all praise. You are the King of the heavens and the earth, and to you belongs all praise. You are the truth. Your promise is true. Your word is true. And the day in which we will encounter you is true. The garden of paradise is true, and the fire is true, and the prophets are true. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true, and the final hour is true. O Allah, unto you I have submitted, and upon you I have relied, and in you I have believed, and to you I have turned in repentance, and over you I have disputed, and to you I have turned for judgment. So forgive me for what has come to pass of my sins, and what will come to pass, and what I have hidden, and what I have made public. You are Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You are my deity. None has the right to be worshipped except you.
The meaning of Al-Muqaddim is that Allah puts forward and favors whom He wills from amongst His creation, such as favoring man over the rest of creation, favoring the prophets over the rest of mankind, and favoring Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the other prophets and messengers. The meaning of Al-Mu'akhir is that Allah defers and holds back whom He wills in accordance to His wisdom.
While bowing in prayer, one should say,
Subhan Rabbi al-Azim.
How perfect my Lord is, the Supreme. And this may be said three times. Then one may say,
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
How perfect you are, O Allah, our Lord, and I praise you. O Allah, forgive me. Or, while bowing in prayer, one may say,
سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح.
Perfect and holy, He is Lord of the angels and the Ruh. And the Ruh is the angel Jibra'il. Also, while bowing in prayer, one may say,
Allahumma laka raka'at, wa bika amant, wa laka aslamt, khasha'a laka sam'i wa basari wa mukhi wa azmi wa asabi.
O Allah, unto you I have bowed, and in you I have believed, and to you I have submitted. My hearing, sight, mind, bones, tendons, and what my feet carry are humbled before you. And while bowing in prayer, one may say,
سبحان ذي الجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة.
How perfect He is, the possessor of total power, sovereignty, magnificence, and grandeur. Upon rising from the bowing position, one should say,
سمع الله لمن حمده.
May Allah answer He who praises Him. Followed by,
ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه.
Our Lord, for you is all praise, an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise. One may also say,
ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد.
The heavens and the earth and all between them abound with your praises, and all that you will abounds with your praises. O possessor of praise and majesty, the truest thing a slave has said of you, and we are all your slaves. O Allah, none can prevent what you have willed to bestow, and none can bestow what you have willed to prevent. And no wealth or majesty can benefit anyone, as from you is all wealth and majesty. While prostrating, one should supplicate,
سبحان ربي الأعلى.
How perfect my Lord is, the Most High. And this may be said 3 times. Then one may say,
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
How perfect you are, O Allah, our Lord, and I praise you. O Allah, forgive me. And while prostrating, one may say,
سبوح قدوس رب الملائكة والروح.
Perfect and holy he is, Lord of the angels and the Ruh. While prostrating, one may also say,
اللهم لك سجدت وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصوره وشق سمعه وبصره تبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.
O Allah, unto you I have prostrated, and in you I have believed, and unto you I have submitted. My face has prostrated before He who created it and fashioned it, and brought forth its faculties of hearing and seeing. Blessed is Allah, the best of creators. While prostrating, one may also say,
سبحان ذي الجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة.
How perfect he is, the possessor of total power, sovereignty, magnificence, and grandeur. While prostrating, one may say,
اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي كله دقه وجله وأوله وآخره وعلانيته وسره.
O Allah, forgive me all of my sins, the small and great of them, the first and last of them, and the seen and hidden of them. While prostrating, one may also say,
اللهم إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك.
O Allah, I take refuge within your pleasure from your displeasure, and within your pardon from your punishment, and I take refuge in you from you. I cannot enumerate your praise. You are as you have praised yourself. Between the two prostrations, one may supplicate,
رب اغفر لي, رب اغفر لي.
My Lord, forgive me. My Lord, forgive me. Or one may supplicate,
اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني واهدني واجبرني وعافني وارزقني وارفعني.
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, enrich me, give me health, grant me sustenance, and raise my rank. When prostrating due to recitation of the Quran, one may say,
سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره بحوله وقوته فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين.
My face fell prostrate before He who created it and brought forth its faculties of hearing and seeing by His might and power. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. When prostrating due to recitation of the Quran, one may say,
اللهم اكتب لي بها عندك أجرا وضع عني بها وزرا واجعلها لي عندك ذخرا وتقبلها مني كما تقبلتها من عبدك داود.
O Allah, record for me a reward for this, and remove from me a sin. Save it for me, and accept it from me, just as you had accepted it from your servant Dawood. The Tashahhud, what one says in the sitting position in prayer.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
التحيات is for Allah. All acts of worship and good deeds are for Him. Peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you, O Prophet. Peace be upon us and all of Allah's righteous servants. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and messenger.
At-tahiyyat are all words which indicate the glorification of Allah, His eternal existence, His perfection, and His sovereignty.
One may also say, in place of peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you, O Prophet, peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet. Prayers upon the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the Tashahhud, also known as the Abrahamic prayer.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
O Allah, send prayers upon Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, just as you sent prayers upon Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, just as you sent blessings upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. Another version of this prayer is,
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
O Allah, send prayers upon Muhammad and upon the wives and descendants of Muhammad, just as you sent prayers upon the family of Ibrahim, and send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the wives and descendants of Muhammad, just as you sent blessings upon the family of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may supplicate,
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب جهنم ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال.
O Allah, I take refuge in you from the punishment of the grave, from the torment of the fire, from the trials and tribulations of life and death, and from the evil affliction of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may supplicate,
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم.
O Allah, I take refuge in you from the punishment of the grave, and I take refuge in you from the temptation and trial of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. And I take refuge in you from the trials and tribulations of life and death. O Allah, I take refuge in you from sin and debt. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may say,
Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru al-dhunub illa ant, فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم.
O Allah, I have indeed oppressed my soul excessively, and none can forgive sin except you. So forgive me a forgiveness from yourself, and have mercy upon me. Surely you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhart, wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lant, wa ma asraft, wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni, anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-muakhir, la ilaha illa ant.
O Allah, forgive me for those sins which have come to pass, as well as those which shall come to pass, and those I have committed in secret, as well as those I have made public, and where I have exceeded all bounds, as well as those things about which you are more knowledgeable. You are Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. None has the right to be worshipped except you.
The meaning of Al-Muqaddim is that Allah puts forward and favors whom He wills from amongst His creation, such as favoring man over the rest of creation, favoring the prophets over the rest of mankind, and favoring Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the other prophets and messengers. The meaning of Al-Mu'akhir is that Allah defers and holds back whom He wills in accordance to His wisdom.
After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may supplicate.
Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik.
O Allah, help me to remember you, to thank you, and to worship you in the best of manners. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البخل وأعوذ بك من الجبن وأعوذ بك من أن أرد إلى أرذل العمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وعذاب القبر.
O Allah, I take refuge in you from miserliness and cowardice. I take refuge in you lest I be returned to the worst of lives. And I take refuge in you from the trials and tribulations of this life and the punishment of the grave. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa a'udhu bika min an-nar.
O Allah, I ask you to grant me paradise, and I take refuge in you from the fire. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also say,
Allahumma bi'ilmika al-ghayb wa qudratika 'ala al-khalq ahyini ma 'alimta al-hayata khayran li wa tawaffani idha 'alimta al-wafata khayran li. اللهم إني أسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة وأسألك كلمة الحق في الرضا والغضب وأسألك القصد في الغنى والفقر، وأسألك نعيما لا ينفد، وأسألك قرة عين لا تنقطع، وأسألك الرضا بعد القضاء، وأسألك برد العيش بعد الموت، وأسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين.
O Allah, by your knowledge of the unseen and your power over creation, keep me alive so long as you know such life to be good for me, and take me if you know death to be better for me. O Allah, make me fearful of you, whether in secret or in public, and I ask you to make me true in speech, in times of pleasure and anger. I ask you to make me moderate in times of wealth and poverty, and I ask you for everlasting bliss and joy, which will never cease. I ask you to make me pleased with what you have decreed, and for an easy life after death. I ask you for the sweetness of looking upon your face, and a longing to encounter you in a manner which does not entail a calamity which will bring about harm, nor a trial which will cause deviation. O Allah, beautify us with the adornment of faith, and make us of those who guide and are rightly guided. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also supplicate.
اللهم إني أسألك يا الله بأنك الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، أن تغفر لي ذنوبي، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم.
O Allah, I ask you, O Allah, as you are the one, the only, As-Samad, the one who begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none like unto him, that you forgive me my sins, for verily you are the oft-forgiving, most merciful.
The meaning of As-Samad is the self-sufficient master, possessor of perfect attributes, whom all of creation turn to in all their needs.
After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also supplicate.
اللهم إني أسألك بأن لك الحمد، لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك، المنان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حي يا قيوم، إني أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار.
O Allah, I ask you, as unto you is all praise. None has the right to be worshipped except you alone, without partner. You are the benefactor. O originator of the heavens and the earth, O possessor of majesty and honor, O ever-living, O self-subsisting and supporter of all, verily I ask you for paradise, and I take refuge with you from the fire. After the last tashahhud, and before the salam which ends the prayer, one may also supplicate.
اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
O Allah, I ask you, as I bear witness that you are Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except you, the One, As-Samad, who begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none like unto him.
The meaning of As-Samad is the self-sufficient master, possessor of perfect attributes, whom all of creation turn to in all their needs. Remembrance said immediately following the salam, which ends the prayer, one may say,
Astaghfirullah.
I ask Allah for forgiveness. This should be said 3 times, followed by,
Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalal wal ikram.
O Allah, you are as-salam, and from you is all peace. Blessed are you, O possessor of majesty and honor. The meaning of as-salam is the one who is free from all defects and deficiencies. Immediately following the salam, one may say,
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is, over all things, omnipotent. O Allah, none can prevent what you have willed to bestow, and none can bestow what you have willed to prevent, and no wealth or majesty can benefit anyone, as from you is all wealth and majesty. Immediately following the salam, one may say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. There is no might nor power except with Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and we worship none except Him. For Him is all favor, grace, and glorious praise. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and we are sincere in faith and devotion to Him, although the disbelievers detest it. Immediately following the salam, one may say,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar.
How perfect Allah is! All praise is for Allah, and Allah is the greatest. And this is said 33 times, followed by
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. Immediately following the salam, one may say, the concluding 3 chapters of the Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
سورة الإخلاص, which begins قل هو الله أحد. سورة الفلق, which begins قل أعوذ برب الفلق. And سورة الناس, which begins قل أعوذ برب الناس, should be recited once after Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha prayers, and three times after Fajr and Maghrib. It is also from the Sunnah to recite the verse of the footstool, Ayatul Kursi, after each prayer.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض لا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
It is the 255th verse of the second surah, Al-Baqarah. One may also say, 10 times, after the Maghrib and Fajr prayers,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise. He gives life and causes death, and He is over all things omnipotent. And after giving salam for the Fajr prayer, one may say,
اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا.
O Allah, I ask you for knowledge which is beneficial, and sustenance which is good, and deeds which are acceptable. Supplication for seeking guidance in forming a decision or choosing the proper course, al-istikhara. It is reported on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, would instruct us to pray for guidance in all of our concerns, just as he would teach us a chapter from the Quran. He, may Allah exalt his mention, would say, if any of you intends to undertake a matter, then let him pray 2 supererogatory units of prayer, after which he should supplicate.
اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر
And here the person mentions his need.
خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه. وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه، واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به.
O Allah, I seek your counsel by your knowledge, and by your power I seek strength, and I ask you from your immense favor, for verily you are able while I am not, and verily you know while I do not, and you are the knower of the unseen. O Allah, if you know this affair, and here the person mentions his need, to be good for me in relation to my religion, my life, and my end, then decree and facilitate it for me, and bless me with it. And if you know this affair to be ill for me, towards my religion, my life, and end, then remove it from me, and remove me from it. And decree for me what is good wherever it be, and make me satisfied with such. One who seeks guidance from his Creator, and consults his fellow believers, and then remains firm in his resolve, does not regret. For Allah has said what means, and consult them in the affair, then, when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير رب أسألك خير ما في هذا اليوم وخير ما بعده وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذا اليوم وشر ما بعده رب أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر رب أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر.
We have reached the morning, and at this very time, unto Allah belongs all sovereignty, and all praise is for Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. My Lord, I ask you for the good of this day, and the good of what follows it. And I take refuge in you from the evil of this day, and the evil of what follows it. My Lord, I take refuge in you from laziness and senility. My Lord, I take refuge in you from torment in the fire and punishment in the grave. Likewise, one says in the evening, Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah. We have reached the evening, and at this very time unto Allah belongs all sovereignty. Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
Allahumma bika asbahna. وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور.
O Allah, by your leave we have reached the morning, and by your leave we have reached the evening. By your leave we live and die, and unto you is our resurrection. In the evening one may say,
اللهم بك أمسينا وبك أصبحنا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك المصير.
O Allah, by your leave we have reached the evening, and by your leave we have reached the morning. By your leave we live and die, and unto you is our return. Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
O Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me, and I am your servant, and I abide to your covenant and promise as best I can.
I take refuge in you from the evil of which I have committed. I acknowledge your favor upon me, and I acknowledge my sin. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sin except you.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
اللهم إني أصبحت أشهدك وأشهد حملة عرشك وملائكتك وجميع خلقك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك.
O Allah, verily I have reached the morning and call on you, the bearers of your throne, your angels, and all of your creation, to witness that you are Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except you, alone, without partner, and that Muhammad is your servant and messenger. This may be said 4 times in the morning and evening.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر.
O Allah, what blessing I or any of your creation have risen upon is from you alone, without partner. So for you is all praise, and unto you all thanks. It is narrated that whoever says this in the morning has indeed offered his day's thanks, and whoever says this in the evening has indeed offered his night's thanks.
For the evening one says, Allahumma ma amsa. Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. اللهم عافني في بصري لا إله إلا أنت.
O Allah, grant my body health. O Allah, grant my hearing health. O Allah, grant my sight health. None has the right to be worshipped except you. This may be said 3 times.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر لا إله إلا أنت.
O Allah, I take refuge with you from disbelief and poverty, and I take refuge with you from the punishment of the grave. None has the right to be worshipped except you. This also may be said 3 times.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
Allah is sufficient for me. None has the right to be worshipped except Him. Upon Him I rely, and He is the Lord of the Exalted Throne. This may be said 7 times, morning and evening.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في ديني ودنياي وأهلي ومالي. اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتي. اللهم احفظني من بين يدي ومن خلفي وعن يميني وعن شمالي ومن فوقي، وأعوذ بعظمتك أن أغتال من تحتي.
O Allah, I ask you for pardon and well-being in this life and the next. O Allah, I ask you for pardon and well-being in my religious and worldly affairs, and my family and my wealth. O Allah, veil my weaknesses and set at ease my dismay. O Allah, preserve me from the front and from behind, and on my right, and on my left, and from above. And I take refuge with you, lest I be swallowed up by the earth.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
اللهم عالم الغيب والشهادة فاطر السماوات والأرض رب كل شيء ومليكه أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر الشيطان وشركه وأن أقترف على نفسي سوءا أو أجره إلى مسلم.
O Allah, knower of the unseen and the seen, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord and sovereign of all things, I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except you. I take refuge in you from the evil of my soul and from the evil and shirk of the devil and from committing wrong against my soul or bringing such upon another Muslim. The meaning of shirk is to associate others with Allah in those things which are specific to Him.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم.
In the name of Allah, with whose name nothing is harmed on earth nor in the heavens, and He is the all-seeing, the all-knowing. This may be said 3 times.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا.
I am pleased with Allah as a Lord, and Islam as a religion, and Muhammad as a prophet. This may be said 3 times.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته.
How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him by the number of His creation, and His pleasure, and by the weight of His throne, and the ink of His words. This may be said 3 times.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
سبحان الله وبحمده.
How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him. This may be said 100 times.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لي شأني كله ولا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين.
O ever living, O self-subsisting and supporter of all, by your mercy I seek assistance. Rectify for me all of my affairs, and do not leave me to myself, even for the blink of an eye.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. This may be said 100 times each day.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين. اللهم إني أسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه وأعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده.
We have reached the morning, and at this very time all sovereignty belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds. O Allah, I ask you for the good of this day, its triumphs and its victories, its light and its blessings, and its guidance. And I take refuge in you from the evil of this day and the evil that follows it.
In the evening one supplicates, أَمْسَيْنَا وَأَمْسَى الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We have reached the evening, and at this very time, all sovereignty belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
The Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says in the morning,
La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and he is over all things omnipotent. Has indeed gained the reward of freeing a slave from the children of Ismail, and 10 of his sins are wiped away, and he is raised 10 degrees. And he has found a safe retreat from the devil until evening. Similarly, if he says it at evening time, he will be protected until the morning.
Remembrance said in the morning and evening.
أصبحنا على فطرة الإسلام وعلى كلمة الإخلاص وعلى دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ملة أبينا إبراهيم حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين.
We rise upon the fitrah of Islam and the word of pure faith, and upon the religion of our Prophet Muhammad and the religion of our forefather Ibrahim, who was a Muslim and of true faith and was not of those who associate others with Allah. Fitra here is defined as the religion of Islam, the natural way of life for human beings, which was the way of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Abdullah ibn Khubayb, may Allah be pleased with him, said, The Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said to me, Recite. I replied, O Messenger of Allah, what shall I recite? He said, Recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ Surah Al-Ikhlas and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ Surah Al-Falaq and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ Surah Al-Nas in the evening and the morning 3 times, for it will suffice you of all else. Remembrance before sleeping. When retiring to his bed every night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah exalt his mention, would hold his palms together, spit in them, recite the last 3 chapters of the Quran, and then wipe over his entire body as much as possible with his hands, beginning with his head and face, and then all parts of the body. He would do this 3 times. The spitting into the hands is called nefath, which is a form of spitting comprising mainly of air, with little spittle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, When you are about to sleep, recite Ayatul Kursi till the end of the verse, for there will remain over you a protection from Allah, and no devil will draw near to you until morning. Ayatul Kursi is the verse of the footstool, the 255th verse of the 2nd chapter of the Qur'an, Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, Whoever recites the last 2 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah at night,
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Those two verses shall be sufficient for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, If one of you rises from his bed and then returns to it, he should dust it with the edge of his garment three times, for he does not know what has occurred in his absence, and when he lies down, he should supplicate.
بِاسْمِكَ رَبِّي وَضَعْتُ جَنْبِي وَبِكَ أَرْفَعُ فَإِنْ أَمْسَكْتَ نَفْسِي فَارْحَمْهَا وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا فَاحْفَظْهَا بِمَا تَحْفَظُ بِهِ عِبَادَكَ الصَّالِحِينَ
In your name, my Lord, I lie down, and in your name I rise. So if you should take my soul, then have mercy upon it. And if you should return my soul, then protect it in the manner you do so with your righteous servants. Remembrance before sleeping.
اللهم إنك خلقت نفسي وأنت توفاها لك مماتها ومحياها إن أحييتها فاحفظها وإن أمتها فاغفر لها اللهم إني أسألك العافية
O Allah, verily you have created my soul and you shall take its life. To you belongs its life and death. If you should keep my soul alive, then protect it. And if you should take its life, then forgive it. O Allah, I ask you to grant me good health. The Prophet ﷺ would place his right hand under his cheek when about to sleep and supplicate,
اللهم قني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك.
O Allah, Protect me from your punishment on the day your servants are resurrected. He would say this three times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also say,
بِاسْمِكَ اللَّهُمَّ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا
In your name, O Allah, I live and die. When addressing Ali and Fatima, may Allah be pleased with them, when they approached him for a servant, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Shall I not direct you both to something better than a servant? When you go to bed, say,
Subhanallah.
How perfect Allah is, 33 times.
Alhamdulillah.
All praise is for Allah, 33 times.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest, 34 times, for that is indeed better for you both than a servant. Remembrance before sleeping.
اللهم رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم ربنا ورب كل شيء فالق الحب والنوى ومنزل التوراة والإنجيل والفرقان أعوذ بك من شر كل شيء أنت آخذ بناصيته اللهم أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء اقض عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر.
O Allah, Lord of the seven heavens and the exalted throne, our Lord and Lord of all things, splitter of the seed and the date stone, revealer of the Torah, the Injil, and the Furqan, I take refuge in you from the evil of all things you shall seize by the forelock. O Allah, you are the first, so there is nothing before you, and you are the last, so there is nothing after you. You are al-Zahir, so there is nothing above you, and you are al-Batin, so there is nothing closer than you. Settle our debt for us, and spare us from poverty. At-Tawrah is the book which was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. The Injil is the book which was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And Furqan is one of the many names of the Qur'an, the revelation to Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, and it means the criterion which distinguishes between truth and falsehood. Al-Zahir is one of Allah's names, and it indicates the greatness of His attributes and the insignificance of every single creation in respect to His greatness and highness, for He is above all of His creatures as regards His essence and attributes. Al-Batin indicates His awareness and knowledge of all secrets, of that which is in the hearts and the most intimate of things, just as it indicates His closeness and nearness to all in a manner which befits His majesty. Remembrance before sleeping.
الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وكفانا وآوانا فكم ممن لا كافي له ولا مؤوي.
All praise is for Allah, who fed us and gave us drink, and who is sufficient for us and has sheltered us. For how many have none to suffice them or shelter them? Remembrance before sleeping.
اللهم عالم الغيب والشهادة فاطر السماوات والأرض رب كل شيء ومليكه أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر الشيطان وشركه وأن أقترف على نفسي سوءا أو أجره إلى مسلم.
O Allah, knower of the seen and the unseen, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord and sovereign of all things, I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except you. I take refuge in you from the evil of my soul, and from the evil and shirk of the devil, and from committing wrong against my soul, or bringing such upon another Muslim. The meaning of shirk is to associate others with Allah in those things which are specific to Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used to sleep until he had recited Surah As-Sajda and Surah Al-Mulk. If you take to your bed, then perform ablution, lie on your right side, and then supplicate.
Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa fawwadtu amri ilayk, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, وألجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجى منك إلا إليك آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وبنبيك الذي أرسلت.
O Allah, I submit my soul unto you, and I entrust my affair unto you, and I turn my face towards you, and I totally rely on you in hope and fear of you. Verily, there is no refuge nor safe haven from you except with you. I believe in your book, which you have revealed, and in your prophet, whom you have sent. After reciting this, If you then die, you will die upon the fitrah. Fitrah here is defined as the religion of Islam, the natural way of life for human beings, which was the way of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, used to say at night, if he turned during sleep,
لا إله إلا الله الواحد القهار رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما العزيز الغفار.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, the One, Al-Qahhar, Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between them, the Exalted in Might, the Oft-Forgiving. Al-Qahhar is one of the names of Allah, which means the One who has subdued all of creation, and whom all of creation are subservient to. All movements occur by His will. Remembrance upon experiencing unrest, fear, apprehensiveness, and the like during sleep. One may say,
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من غضبه وعقابه وشر عباده ومن همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرون.
I take refuge in the perfect words of Allah, from His anger and punishment, and from the evil of His servants, and from the madness and appearance of devils. Upon seeing a good dream or a bad dream. It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The righteous dream is from Allah, and the bad dream is from the devil. So if anyone sees something which pleases him, then he should only relate it to one whom he loves." The summary of what was recommended to do upon having a bad dream is as follows. Spit lightly on your left 3 times. Seek refuge in Allah from shaitan and the evil of what you saw. Do not relate it to anyone. Turn and sleep on the opposite side to which you were sleeping on previously. Or get up and pray if you so desire. Spit lightly, which is a form of spitting comprising mainly of air, with little spittle. Supplication made before or after bowing in the witr prayer is called qunut. Some of its variations are as follows.
Allahumma ihdini fi man hadayt, wa'afini fi man 'afayt. وتولني فيمن توليت وبارك لي فيما أعطيت وقني شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت.
O Allah, guide me along with those whom you have guided. Pardon me along with those whom you have pardoned. Be an ally to me along with those whom you are an ally to. And bless for me that which you have bestowed. Protect me from the evil you have decreed. For verily you decree, and none can decree over you. For surety, He whom you show allegiance to is never abased, and he whom you take as an enemy is never honored and mighty. O our Lord, blessed and exalted are you. Supplication made before or after bowing in the witr prayer is called qunut.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك.
O Allah, I take refuge within your pleasure from your displeasure, and within your pardon from your punishment, and I take refuge in you from you. I cannot enumerate your praise. You are as you have praised yourself. The supplication made before or after bowing in the witr prayer is called qunut.
اللهم إياك نعبد ولك نصلي ونسجد وإليك نسعى ونحفد نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك إن عذابك بالكافرين ملحق. اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستغفرك ونثني عليك الخير ولا نكفرك ونؤمن بك ونخضع لك ونخلع من يكفرك.
O Allah, it is you we worship, and unto you we pray and prostrate, and towards you we hasten, and you we serve. We hope for your mercy and fear your punishment. Verily, your punishment will fall upon the disbelievers. O Allah, we seek your aid and ask your pardon. We praise you with all good and do not disbelieve in you. We believe in you and submit unto you, and we disown and reject those who disbelieve in you. Remembrance immediately after salam of the witr prayer. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would recite during the witr prayer Surat al-A'la, which begins Sabbih isma rabbika al-A'la, and Surat al-Kafirun, which begins Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, and Surat al-Ikhlas, which begins Qul huwa Allahu ahad. After giving salam, he would supplicate three times
Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus.
How perfect the King, the Holy One, is. On the third time, he would raise his voice, elongate it, and add,
رب الملائكة والروح.
Lord of the angels and the Ruh. And the Ruh refers to the angel Jibra'il. In times of anxiety and sorrow, one may supplicate,
اللهم إني عبدك ابن عبدك ابن أمتك ناصيتي بيدك ماض في حكمك عدل في قضاءك أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي.
O Allah, I am your servant, son of your servant, son of your maidservant. My forelock is in your hand. Your command over me is forever executed, and your decree over me is just. I ask you by every name belonging to you, which you named yourself with, or revealed in your book, or you taught to any of your creation, or you have preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you, that you make the Quran the life of my heart, and the light of my breast, and a departure for my sorrow, and a release for my anxiety. In times of anxiety and sorrow, one may supplicate,
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال.
Or one may supplicate, O Allah, I take refuge in you from anxiety and sorrow,
weakness and laziness, miserliness and cowardice, the burden of debts, and from being overpowered by men. In distress, one may supplicate,
لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, forbearing. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, Lord of the Magnificent Throne. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, Lord of the Heavens, Lord of the Earth, and Lord of the Noble Throne. In distress, one may supplicate,
اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين وأصلح لي شأني كله لا إله إلا أنت.
O Allah, it is your mercy that I hope for. So do not leave me in charge of my affairs, even for a blink of an eye. And rectify for me all of my affairs. None has the right to be worshipped except you. In distress, one may supplicate,
لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين.
None has the right to be worshipped except you. How perfect you are. Verily, I was among the wrongdoers. In distress, one may supplicate,
Allah, Allah Rabbi la ushriku bihi shay'a.
Allah, Allah is my Lord. I do not associate anything with him. Upon encountering an enemy or those of authority, one may say,
Allahumma anta adudi wa anta nasiri, bika ajul wa bika asul wa bika uqatil.
O Allah, you are my supporter and you are my helper. By you I move and by you I attack. And by you I battle. Upon encountering an enemy or those of authority, one may say,
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
Allah is sufficient for us, and how fine a trustee he is. If afflicted with doubt in one's faith, one should seek refuge in Allah. Then should renounce that which is causing such doubt, and then should say,
آمنت بالله ورسله.
I have believed in Allah and His messengers. And then recite from the third verse of Surah Al-Hadid.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Whose meaning is, He is the first and the last, of Zahir and Al-Batin, and he knows well all things. Al-Zahir is one of Allah's names, and it indicates the greatness of his attributes and the insignificance of every single creation in respect to his greatness and highness, for he is above all of his creatures as regards his essence and attributes. Al-Batin indicates his awareness and knowledge of all secrets, of that which is in the hearts, and the most intimate of things, just as it indicates his closeness and nearness to all, in a manner which befits his majesty. At the time of settling a debt, one may say,
اللهم اكفني بحلالك عن حرامك وأغنني بفضلك عمن سواك.
O Allah, make what is lawful enough for me, as opposed to what is unlawful, and spare me by your grace of need of others. At the time of settling a debt, one may say,
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hamm wal-hazan, wal-'ajz wal-kasal, wal-bukhl wal-jubn, wa dhala'i ad-dayn wa ghalabati ar-rijal.
O Allah, I take refuge in you from anxiety and sorrow, weakness and laziness, miserliness and cowardice, the burden of debts, and from being overpowered by men. For one afflicted by whisperings in prayer or recitation, Uthman ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, I said, O Messenger of Allah, verily the devil comes between me and my prayer and recitation, making me confused. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, replied, That is a devil called Khanzab. So if you sense his presence, then seek refuge in Allah from him, and spit on your left side 3 times. One whose affairs have become difficult may supplicate,
اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا.
O Allah, there is no ease except in that which you have made easy, and you make the difficulty, if you wish, easy. For one who commits a sin, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, has said, Any servant who commits a sin, and as a result performs ablution, prays 2 units of prayer, and then seeks Allah's forgiveness, Allah would forgive him. Supplications for expelling the devil and his whisperings include seeking refuge from him, the adhan, which is the call to prayer, and recitation of the Quran and the authentic texts of remembrance and supplications. Supplication when stricken with a mishap or overtaken by an affair. It is narrated, The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and there is goodness in both. Strive for that which will benefit you. Seek help from Allah and do not despair. If a mishap should happen to befall you, then do not say, If only I had acted, such and such would have happened. Rather say,
قَدَرُ اللَّهِ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعْلِ
Allah has decreed, and what He wills, He does. For verily, saying if, lets in the work of the devil. Placing children under Allah's protection. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, used to commend Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn to Allah's protection, saying,
أعيذكما بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة ومن كل عين لامة.
I commend you two to the protection of Allah's perfect words from every devil, vermin, and every evil eye. Things to say when visiting the sick. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would enter upon a sick person, he would say,
لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله.
Never mind, may it be a purification if Allah wills. It is also reported, any Muslim servant who visits a sick person whose prescribed moment of death has not arrived and supplicates 7 times,
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك.
I ask Allah the Supreme, Lord of the Magnificent Throne, to cure you. The sick person will be cured. Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, related that he heard the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, say, If a man calls on his sick Muslim brother, it is as if he walks reaping the fruits of paradise until he sits. And when he sits, he is showered in mercy. And if this was in the morning, 70,000 angels send prayers upon him until the evening. And if this was in the evening, 70,000 angels send prayers upon him until the morning. The sick person who has renounced all hope of life may supplicate,
اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وألحقني بالرفيق الأعلى.
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, and unite me with the highest companions. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, related that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during his illness in which he ultimately passed away, would dip his hands in water, and then he would wipe his face and say,
La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti lasakarat.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Death does indeed contain agony. The sick person who has renounced all hope of life may supplicate,
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله وحده لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد لا إله إلا الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And there is no might and no power except with Allah. As an instruction for the one nearing death, he whose last words are,
La ilaha illallah,
none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, will enter paradise. Those around the sick person should instruct and encourage him to say the Shahada. One afflicted by a calamity may supplicate,
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha.
To Allah we belong, and unto Him is our return. O Allah, recompense me for my affliction, and replace it for me with something better. When closing the eyes of the deceased, one may say,
Allahumma ighfir li fulan.
And they should mention the name of the person here.
Warfa' darajatahu fil mahdiyin. Wakhlufhu fi 'aqibihi fil ghabirin. Waghfir lana wa lahu ya rabbal 'alamin. Wafsah lahu fi qabrihi wa nawwir lahu fi.
O Allah, forgive this person, and they should mention the name of the person here, and raise his rank among the rightly guided, and be a successor to whom he has left behind. And forgive us and him, O Lord of the worlds. Make spacious his grave, and illuminate it for him. Some supplications for the deceased at the funeral prayer.
اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه وأدخله الجنة وأعذه من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار.
O Allah, forgive and have mercy upon him. Excuse him and pardon him, and make honorable his reception. Expand his entry, and cleanse him with water, snow, and ice. And purify him of sin, as a white robe is purified of filth.
exchange his home for a better home, and his family for a better family, and his spouse for a better spouse. Admit him into the garden, protect him from the punishment of the grave and the torment of the fire. Supplications for the deceased at the funeral prayer.
اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تضلنا بعده.
O Allah, forgive our living and our dead, those present and those absent, our young and our old, our males and our females. O Allah, whom amongst us you keep alive, then let such a life be upon Islam. And whom amongst us you take unto yourself, then let such a death be upon faith. O Allah, do not deprive us of his reward, and do not let us stray after him. Supplications for the deceased at the funeral prayer.
اللهم إن فلان ابن فلان في ذمتك وحبل جوارك فقه من فتنة القبر وعذاب النار وأنت أهل الوفاء والحق فاغفر له وارحمه إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم.
O Allah, this person, and the person's name may be mentioned, is under your care and protection. So protect him from the trial of the grave and the torment of the fire. Indeed, you are faithful and truthful. Forgive and have mercy upon him. Surely you are the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. Supplications for the deceased at the funeral prayer.
اللهم عبدك وابن أمتك احتاج إلى رحمتك وأنت غني عن عذابه. إن كان محسنا فزد في حسناته، وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عنه.
O Allah, your servant and the son of your maidservant is in need of your mercy, and you are without need of his punishment. If he was righteous, then increase his reward, and if he was wicked, then look over his sins. This supplication is made when the deceased is a baby or child, that is, one not having reached the age of puberty. After seeking forgiveness for the deceased, one can say,
اللهم اجعله فرطا وذخرا لوالدي وشفيعا مجابا. اللهم ثقل به موازينهما وأعظم به أجورهما وألحقه بصالح المؤمنين واجعله في كفالة إبراهيم وقه برحمتك عذاب الجحيم.
O Allah, make him a preceding reward and a stored treasure for his parents and an answered intercessor. O Allah, through him make heavy their scales and magnify their reward. Unite him with the righteous believers. Place him under the care of Ibrahim and protect him by your mercy from the torment of hell. Al-Hasan, may Allah be pleased with him, used to recite the opening chapter of the Qur'an, Surah Al-Fatiha, over the child, and then supplicate.
اللهم اجعله لنا فرطا وسلفا وأجرا.
O Allah, make him a preceding reward, a prepayment, and a recompense for us. In offering condolence for the survivors of the deceased, one may say,
إن لله ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بأجل مسمى. فلتصبر ولتحتسب.
Verily, to Allah belongs what He took, and to Him belongs what He gave, and everything with Him has an appointed time. Then the person should be encouraged to be patient and hope for Allah's reward. In offering condolence for the survivors of the deceased, one may say,
أعظم الله أجرك وأحسن عزاءك وغفر لميتك.
May Allah magnify your reward, make better your solace, and forgive your deceased. Upon placing the deceased in the grave, one should say,
بسم الله وعلى سنة رسول الله.
In the name of Allah and upon the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. After the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, would bury the deceased, he would stand by the grave and say, Seek forgiveness for your brother, and pray that he remains firm, for he is now being questioned. When visiting the graves, it may be said,
السلام عليكم أهل الديار من المؤمنين والمسلمين وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون أسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية.
Peace be upon you all, O inhabitants of the graves, amongst the believers and the Muslims. Verily, we will, Allah willing, be united with you. We ask Allah for well-being for us and you. During a windstorm, one may pray,
اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وأعوذ بك من شرها.
O Allah, I ask you for its goodness, and I take refuge with you from its evil. During a windstorm, one may pray,
اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها وخير ما أرسلت به وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها وشر ما أرسلت به.
O Allah, I ask you for its goodness, the good within it, and the good it was sent with, and I take refuge with you from its evil, the evil within it, and from the evil it was sent with. Supplication upon hearing thunder. When Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with him, used to hear thunder, he would stop talking and say,
سبحان الذي يسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته.
How perfect he is, whom the thunder declares his perfection with his praise, as do the angels out of fear of him. The supplication for rain.
اللهم أسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل.
O Allah, send upon us helpful, wholesome, and healthy rain, beneficial, not harmful rain, now, not later. The supplication for rain.
اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا.
O Allah, relieve us. O Allah, relieve us. O Allah, relieve us. The supplication for rain.
اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك وانشر رحمتك وأحي بلدك الميت.
O Allah, provide water for your servants and your cattle. Spread out your mercy and resurrect your dead land. When it rains, one may supplicate,
اللهم صيبا نافعا.
O Allah, may it be a beneficial rain cloud. After rainfall, one may say,
مطرنا بفضل الله ورحمته.
We have been given rain by the grace and mercy of Allah.
To ask for clear skies, one may supplicate.
اللهم حوالينا ولا علينا. اللهم على الآكام والضراب وبطون الأودية ومنابت الشجر.
O Allah, let the rain fall around us and not upon us. O Allah, on the pastures, hills, valleys, and the roots of trees. Upon sighting the crescent moon, one may say,
Allahu Akbar. اللهم أهله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى ربنا وربك الله.
Allah is the greatest. O Allah, let the crescent loom above us in safety, faith, peace, and Islam, and in agreement with all that you love and pleases you. Our Lord and your Lord is Allah. Upon breaking fast, one may say,
ذهب الرمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله.
The thirst has gone, and the veins are quenched, and reward is confirmed if Allah wills. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As related that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Indeed, the fasting person has at the time of breaking fast a supplication which is not rejected. Ibn Abi Mulaika said, I heard Abdullah ibn Umar say when he broke his fast,
Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kull shay'in an taghfira li.
O Allah, I ask you by your mercy which envelops all things, that you forgive me. It is reported that when one is prepared to eat, one should say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah. And if you forget to say it before starting, then when you remember, you should say,
Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirih.
In the name of Allah, in its beginning and end. It is also reported, whomever Allah feeds should say,
Allahumma barik lana fee, wa at'imna khayran min.
O Allah, bless it for us and feed us better than it. And whomever Allah gives milk to drink should say,
Allahumma barik lana fee, wa zidna min.
O Allah, bless it for us, and give us more of it. Upon completing the meal, one may say,
الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقني من غير حول مني ولا قوة.
All praise is for Allah, who fed me this, and provided it for me without any might nor power from myself. Upon completing the meal, one may say,
الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفي ولا مودع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا.
Allah be praised with an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise, a never-ending praise, a praise which we will never bid farewell to, and an indispensable praise. He is our Lord. Another understanding of the wording of this supplication is rendered, Allah be praised with an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise. He is the one who is sufficient, feeds and is not fed, the one who is longed for, along with that which is with him, and the one who is needed. He is our Lord. The guest may supplicate for the host.
اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم.
O Allah, bless for them that which you have provided them. Forgive them and have mercy upon them. Supplication said to one offering a drink, or to one who intended to do that.
اللهم أطعم من أطعمني واسق من سقاني.
O Allah, feed him who fed me, and provide with drink him who provided me with drink. When breaking fast in someone's home, one may supplicate,
أفطر عندكم الصائمون وأكل طعامكم الأبرار وصلت عليكم الملائكة.
May the fasting break their fast in your home, and may the dutiful and pious eat your food, and may the angels send prayers upon you. It is also reported that if you are invited to a meal, then you should respond. If you happen to be fasting, then supplicate for those present, and if you are not fasting, then eat of the food offered to you. Upon seeing the early or premature fruit, one may supplicate,
اللهم بارك لنا في ثمرنا وبارك لنا في مدينتنا وبارك لنا في صاعنا وبارك لنا في مدنا.
O Allah, bless our fruit for us. Bless our town for us. Bless our sa' for us, and bless our mud for us. A sa' is equivalent to 4 muds, and a mud is equivalent to a dry measure of an average man's 2 palms full. Supplication said when one sneezes. It is reported that when one sneezes, he should say,
Alhamdulillah.
All praise is for Allah. And his brother or companion should say to him,
Yarhamukallah.
May Allah have mercy upon you. And the one who sneezed replies back,
Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum.
May Allah guide you and rectify your condition. Supplication said to the newlywed,
بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير.
May Allah bless for you and bless you, and may He unite both of you in goodness. The groom's supplication on the wedding night, or when buying an animal. It is reported, when you marry a woman or buy a maid servant, you should say,
اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما جبلتها علي وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما جبلتها علي.
O Allah, I ask you for the goodness within her and the goodness that you have made her inclined towards, and I take refuge with you from the evil within her and the evil that you have made her inclined towards. And if you buy a camel, then you should take hold of its hump and say likewise. Supplication before sexual intercourse.
Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna ash-shaytana wa jannib ash-shaytana ma razaqtana.
In the name of Allah. O Allah, keep the devil away from us, and keep the devil away from what you have blessed us with. When angry, one should say,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I take refuge with Allah from the accursed devil. Upon seeing someone in trial or tribulation, one may supplicate to oneself,
الحمد لله الذي عافاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا.
All praise is for Allah, who saved me from that which He tested you with, and who most certainly favored me over much of His creation. This is not to be said directly to the one in trial or tribulation. It is reported that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, it would be counted that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say 100 times at any one sitting before getting up,
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيْهِ إنك أنت التواب الغفور.
O my Lord, forgive me, and turn towards me to accept my repentance. Verily, you are the oft-returning, the oft-forgiving. Supplication for the expiation of sins at the conclusion of a sitting or gathering.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
How perfect you are, O Allah, and I praise you. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except you. I seek your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance. Supplication said to one who does you a favor. It is reported, if someone does you a favor, and you say,
جزاك الله خيرا,
may Allah reward you with goodness, then you have indeed excelled in praising Him. Protection from the Dajjal. It is reported, whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will be protected from Dajjal. One should also seek refuge with Allah from the tribulations of the Dajjal after the last tashahhud in prayer. Supplication said to one who pronounces his love for you for Allah's sake. You may reply,
أحبك الذي أحببتني له.
May he for whom you have loved me love you. Supplication said to one who has offered you some of his wealth. You may reply,
بارك الله لك في أهلك ومالك.
May Allah bless for you your family and wealth. Supplication said to the debtor when his debt is settled,
بارك الله لك في أهلك ومالك. إنما جزاء السلف الحمد والأداء.
May Allah bless for you, your family, and wealth. Surely, commendation and payment are the reward for a loan. Supplication for fear of shirk.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم.
O Allah, I take refuge in you, lest I should commit shirk with you knowingly. And I seek your forgiveness for what I do unknowingly. The meaning of shirk is to associate others with Allah in those things which are specific to Him. Forbiddance of ascribing things to omens.
اللهم لا طير إلا طيرك ولا خير إلا خيرك ولا إله غيرك.
O Allah, there is no omen, but there is reliance on you. There is no good except your good, and none has the right to be worshipped except you. This supplication is used whenever one initially thinks a casual event or occurrence to foretell good or evil, using it as a basis to determine which action he should undertake. But he then denounces such a link, relies on Allah, and then says this supplication as an expiation for this act, since it falls under the category of shirk. Supplication said when mounting an animal or any means of transport.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, subhana alladhi sakhkhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
In the name of Allah, and all praise is for Allah. How perfect He is, the one who has placed this transport at our service, and we ourselves would not have been capable of that, and to our Lord is our final destiny. All praise is for Allah. All praise is for Allah. All praise is for Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. How perfect you are, O Allah! Verily, I have wronged my soul, so forgive me, for surely none can forgive sins except you. Supplication for travel.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا واطوي عنا بعده. اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل.
Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. How perfect He is, the one who has placed this transport at our service. And we ourselves would not have been capable of that. And to our Lord is our final destiny. O Allah, we ask you for the birr and taqwa in this journey of ours, and we ask you for deeds which please you. O Allah, facilitate our journey, and let us cover its distance quickly. O Allah, you are the companion on the journey, and the successor over the family. O Allah, I take refuge with you from the difficulties of travel, from having a change of hearts, and being in a bad predicament, and I take refuge in you from an ill-fated outcome with wealth and family. The terms birr and taqwa are two comprehensive terms which individually refer to all good actions and obedience, such as performing the commanded actions and avoiding the prohibited actions. When combined together, birr refers to doing those actions which have been commanded, and taqwa refers to avoiding those actions which have been prohibited. Upon returning from the journey, the same supplication is recited with the following addition.
آيبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون.
We return, repent, worship, and praise our Lord. Supplication upon entering a town or village or so on.
اللهم رب السماوات السبع وما أضلل ورب الأراضين السبع وما أقلل ورب الشياطين وما أضلل ورب الرياح وما ذرين. أسألك خير هذه القرية وخير أهلها وخير ما فيها، وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر أهلها وشر ما فيها.
O Allah, Lord of the seven heavens and all that they envelop, Lord of the seven earths and all that they carry, Lord of the devils and all whom they misguide, Lord of the winds, and all whom they whisk away. I ask you for the goodness of this village, the goodness of its inhabitants, and for all the goodness found within it. And I take refuge with you from the evil of this village, the evil of its inhabitants, and from all the evil found within it. When entering the market, one should say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. to Him belongs all sovereignty and praise. He gives life and causes death, and He is living and does not die. In His hand is all good, and He is over all things omnipotent. Supplication for when the mounted animal or means of transport stumbles. One should say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah. Supplication of the traveler for the resident.
أستودعكم الله الذي لا تضيع ودائعه.
I place you in the trust of Allah, whose trust is never misplaced. Supplication of the resident for the traveler.
أستودع الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك.
I place your religion, your faithfulness, and the ends of your deeds in the trust of Allah. Supplication of the resident for the traveler.
زودك الله التقوى وغفر ذنبك ويسر لك الخير حيثما كنت.
May Allah endow you with taqwa, forgive your sins, and facilitate all good for you wherever you be. Remembrance while ascending or descending. Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, while ascending we would say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. And when descending we would say,
Subhanallah.
How perfect Allah is. Prayer of the traveler as dawn approaches.
سمع سامع بحمد الله وحسن بلائه علينا ربنا صاحبنا وأفضل علينا عائذا بالله من النار.
May a witness be witness to our praise of Allah for His favors and bounties upon us. Our Lord, protect us, show favor on us, and deliver us from every evil. I take refuge in Allah from the fire. When stopping or lodging somewhere, one may say,
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق.
I take refuge in Allah's perfect words from the evil that He has created. While returning from travel, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on return from a battle or from performing the pilgrimage, would say at every high point,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And then he would say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير آيبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون صدق الله وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. We return, repent, worship, and praise our Lord. Allah fulfilled His promise, aided His servant, and single-handedly defeated the allies. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to receive pleasant news, he would say,
Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat.
All praise is for Allah, by whose favor good works are accomplished. And upon receiving displeasing news, he would say,
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
All praise is for Allah in all circumstances. Excellence of sending prayers upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, whoever sends a prayer upon me, Allah sends 10 upon him. He, may Allah exalt his mention, also said, Do not take my grave as a place of habitual ceremony. Send prayers upon me, for verily your prayers reach me wherever you are. He, may Allah exalt his mention, also said, A miser is one whom, when I am mentioned to him, fails to send prayers upon me. Excellence of spreading the Islamic greeting. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, You shall not enter paradise until you believe, and you shall not believe until you love one another. Shall I not inform you of something? If you were to act upon it, you will indeed achieve mutual love for one another. Spread the greeting amongst yourselves. Ammar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Three characteristics, whoever combines them, has completed his faith. To be just, to spread greetings to all people, and to spend charitably out of the little you have. Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that a man asked the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, Which Islam is the best? He, may Allah exalt his mention, replied, Feed the poor, and greet those whom you know, as well as those whom you do not. Supplication said upon hearing a rooster crow, or the braying of an ass. If you hear the crow of a rooster, ask Allah for his bounty, for it has seen an angel. And if you hear the braying of an ass, seek refuge in Allah, for it has seen a devil. Supplication upon hearing the barking of dogs at night. It has been reported, If you hear the barking of dogs or the braying of asses at night, seek refuge in Allah, for they see what you do not. Supplication said for one you have insulted.
اللهم فأيما مؤمن سببته فاجعل ذلك له قربة إليك يوم القيامة.
O Allah, to any believer whom I have insulted, let that be cause to draw him near to you on the day of resurrection. The etiquette of praising a fellow Muslim. The Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, If any one of you is impelled to praise his brother, then he should say, I deem so-and-so to be, and Allah is his reckoner, and I don't praise anyone, putting it forward in front of Allah's commendation. However, I assume him so-and-so, if he knows that of him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say between the Yemeni corner and the black stone,
رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ
O our Lord, grant us the best in this life, and the best in the next life, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Supplication said when standing at Mount Safa and Mount Marwa. Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, When describing the Prophet's pilgrimage, may Allah exalt his mention, and when he approached Mount Safa, he recited,
إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ
Indeed, Safa and Marwa are from the places of worship of Allah.
أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ
I begin with what Allah began with. So he started with Safa and climbed it until he could see the Kaaba. Then he faced it and said,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And then he would say the following three times, making a personal supplication after each time.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. He fulfilled His promise, aided His servant, and single-handedly defeated the allies. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would repeat this action at Marwa. The Day of Arafah. It is reported on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have said, "The best of supplications is the supplication on the Day of Arafah, and the best which I and the prophets before me have said is,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To Him belongs all praise and sovereignty, and He is over all things omnipotent. At the sacred site, Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "He, may Allah exalt his mention, rode Al-Qaswa until he reached Al-Mash'ar al-Haram. He then faced the Qibla, supplicated to Allah, and extolled His greatness and oneness. He stood until the sun shone, but left before it rose. When throwing each pebble at the Jamarat, the three stone areas at Mina during Hajj, every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam threw a pebble at any of the three jamarat, he would say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. On completion of the first jamarah, he advanced a little, stood facing the Qibla, raised his hands and supplicated. He also did this after the second jamarah, but not the third. At the Black Stone, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, circled the Kaaba on a camel. Every time he reached the Black Stone, he would point to it with his staff and say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. Supplication made against an enemy.
Allahumma munzil al-kitab. سريع الحساب اهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم.
O Allah, revealer of the book, swift at reckoning, defeat the confederates. O Allah, defeat them and convulse them. What to say when in fear of a people?
اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت.
O Allah, protect me from them with what You choose. What to say at times of amazement and delight?
Subhanallah.
How perfect Allah is. And one may say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. What to do upon receiving pleasant news? It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prostrate in gratitude to Allah, the Blessed and Most High, upon receiving news which pleased him or which caused pleasure. What to say and do when feeling some pain in the body? It is reported to place your hand at the site of the pain and say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah, three times. Then supplicate seven times.
أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر.
I take refuge in Allah and within His omnipotence from the evil that I feel and am wary of.
What to say when in fear of afflicting something or someone with one's eye. It is reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you see something from your brother, yourself, or wealth which you find impressive, then invoke blessings for it, for the evil eye is indeed true. The evil eye is to look at something and be impressed with it, causing harm to befall it. This looking may or may not involve jealousy, and can occur unintentionally, or indeed be part of a person's nature. A person can even inflict harm on himself. From the supplications for the protection against the evil eye are to say, O Allah, send blessings upon him, or blessings upon it. Or to say, this is that which Allah has willed. There is no power except with Allah. Etiquette of retiring for the night. It is reported on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when night falls, meaning the sunset, restrain your children from going out, because at such time the devils spread about. After a period of time has passed, let them be. Shut your doors and mention Allah's name, for verily the devil does not open a shut door. Tie up your water skins and mention Allah's name. Cover your vessels with anything, and mention Allah's name, and put out your lamps. The Talbiyah, which is said at the time of pilgrimage.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
Here I am, O Allah, in response to your call. Here I am. Here I am. You have no partner. Here I am. Verily, all praise, grace, and sovereignty belong to you. You have no partner. When startled, one may say,
La ilaha illallah.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. If a non-Muslim praises Allah after sneezing, you may say,
يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
May Allah guide you and rectify your condition. When slaughtering or offering a sacrifice, one should say,
بسم الله والله أكبر. اللهم منك ولك. اللهم تقبل مني.
In the name of Allah, and Allah is the greatest. O Allah, it is from you and belongs to you. O Allah, accept this from me. What is said to ward off the deception of the obstinate shaitan?
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات التي لا يجاوزهن بر ولا فاجر من شر ما خلق وبرأ وذرأ ومن شر ما ينزل من السماء ومن شر ما يعرج فيها ومن شر ما ذرأ في الأرض ومن شر ما يخرج منها ومن شر فتن الليل والنهار ومن شر كل طارق إلا طارقا يطرق بخير يا رحمن.
I take refuge within Allah's perfect words, which no righteous or unrighteous person can transgress, from all the evil that He has created, made, and originated. I take refuge from the evil that descends from the sky, and the evil that rises up to it. I take refuge from the evil that is spread on earth, and the evil that springs from it. And I take refuge from the evil of the tribulations of night and day, and the evil of one who visits at night, except the one who brings good, O Merciful One. Regarding seeking forgiveness and repentance, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, By Allah, I seek forgiveness and repent to Allah
more than 70 times a day. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, O people, repent! Verily, I repent to Allah 100 times a day. He, may Allah exalt His mention, also said, Whoever says,
أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه
I seek Allah's forgiveness, besides whom none has the right to be worshipped except He, the ever-living, the self-subsisting and supporter of all, and I turn to Him in repentance. Allah would forgive him, even if he was one who fled during the advance of an army. The Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, The nearest the Lord comes to his servant is in the middle of the night. So if you are able to be of those who remember Allah at that time, then be so. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, The nearest a servant is to his Lord is when he is prostrating, so supplicate much therein. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, Verily my heart becomes preoccupied, and verily I seek Allah's forgiveness 100 times a day. Excellence of remembrance and glorification of Allah. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. 100 times during the day, has the reward of freeing 10 slaves, 100 good deeds are recorded for Him, and 100 bad deeds are wiped away, and He has gained refuge from the devil that day until evening. And none shall come with anything better, except someone who has done more. Whoever says,
Subhanallah wa bihamdih,
How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him. 100 times during the day, his sins are wiped away, even if they are like the foam of the sea. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says at morning and evening time,
Subhanallah wa bihamdih,
How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him, 100 times, none shall come on the day of resurrection with anything better, except someone who has said the same, or even more. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise. And He is over all things omnipotent, 10 times, is like one who has freed 4 souls from among the children of Ismail. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, There are 2 words which are light on the tongue, heavy on the scale, and beloved to the Most Gracious. They are
Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah al-Azim.
How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him. And how perfect Allah is, the Supreme. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, saying,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. وَلَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
How perfect Allah is, and all praise is for Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Allah is the greatest, is more beloved to me than everything the sun has risen over. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu said, We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Are any of you unable to gain 1,000 good deeds each day? Somebody then asked him, How does one achieve 1,000 good deeds? He replied, He should say,
Subhanallah,
how perfect Allah is, 100 times. For 1,000 good deeds are recorded for him, or 1,000 bad deeds are wiped away. Abdullah ibn Qais, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said to him, O Abdullah ibn Qais, shall I not inform you of a treasure from the treasures of paradise? He, may Allah exalt his mention, then said, Say,
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
There is no might nor power except with Allah. The most beloved words to Allah are four sayings.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
How perfect Allah is. All praise is for Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And Allah is the greatest. It does not matter which of them you start with. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that a man came to the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, and said to him, Teach me something which I should say. He, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا سبحان الله رب العالمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العزيز الحكيم.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. Allah is most great, and much praise is for Allah. How perfect Allah is, Lord of the worlds. There is no might nor power except with Allah, the exalted in might, the wise. The man then said, These are for my Lord, and what is for me? He, may Allah exalt his mention, replied, Say,
Allahumma khilli, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni.
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, and grant me sustenance. Tariq al-Ashja'i, may Allah be pleased with him, said, When someone would embrace Islam, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, would teach him how to perform prayer, and then order him to supplicate with the following words.
Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini, وَعَافِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, give me health, and grant me sustenance. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu related that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Verily, the best supplication is
Alhamdulillah.
All praise is for Allah. And indeed, the best form of remembrance is
La ilaha illallah.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. The everlasting righteous deeds
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
How perfect Allah is, and all praise is for Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. There is no might nor power except with Allah. Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I saw the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, make tasbih with his right hand. The meaning here of tasbih is to say,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar.
How perfect Allah is, all praise is for Allah. Allah is the greatest. We ask Allah to accept this effort from us for His pleasure. To Him belongs all praise, and we ask Him to secure His Messenger Muhammad and mention him in the company of the angels closest to Allah. And we ask this also for the family of Muhammad, his companions, and the followers of his Sunnah till the day of recompense. Ameen.
For more information about Sound Knowledge audio publications, call toll-free 1-800-357-2160. From outside the U.S., call 703-914-8010. Sound Knowledge, bringing knowledge to your ears. All rights reserved.